Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Melanie C. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Thursday, February 24th, 2022. And today we are reading from the big book. We're in the chapter in the Roman numerals, forward to the second edition on page XV. And we are going to be taking apart paragraph one and paragraph two today. And it begins with, since the original foreword to this book, and ends with the only augury of a much larger future ahead. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Linda B., the 12 Traditions, Lorraine N. Reading the text today in support is Jody E., Stephanie L., Shelley E. Taking newcomers information and sponsor contact information would be Sharon W., so listen for her. And then at the end of the meeting will be Betsy H. with announcements here at A Vision for You. The share ID numbers for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Time Big Book Study meeting, that would be Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022, is 18589. This morning's meeting, the 7 a.m. meeting, would be Thursday, February 24th, 2022, 18593, 18,593. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Linda B. to please read the 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Thank you, Melanie, and thank you for your service. Good morning, my fellows. My name is Linda B. I am a compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. The 12 Steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And thank you for letting me do this service, and with that, I will pass.
Thank you very much, Linda B. from Canada, for doing service in February. I will now ask Lorraine N. to please read the 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Lorraine N., recovered compulsive overeater in Oregon for today. The 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself, in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me serve this month, and I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Lorraine Ann from Oregon. Thank you. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Please use the star 1 key function only as your means of muting. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the Roman numerals on page XV in the chapter forward to the second edition, and we will be unpacking paragraph 1 and paragraph 2, and it begins with, since the original forward to this book, and ends with only the augury of a much larger future ahead. And I'd like to ask Jody E. to please come on the line now to read those two paragraphs and unpacking it with her experience as she shares for 3 minutes. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning, Melody. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in California. Forward to second edition. Figures given in this foreword describe the fellowship as it was in 1955. Since the original foreword to this book was written in 1939, a wholesale miracle has taken place. Our earliest printing voiced the hope, quote, that every alcoholic who journeys will find the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination. Already, continues the early text, twos and threes and five of us has sprung up in other communities, unquote. 16 years have elapsed between our first printing of this book and the presentation in 1955 of our second edition. In that brief space, Alcoholics Anonymous has mushroomed into nearly 6,000 groups whose membership is far above 150,000 recovered alcoholics. Groups are to be found in each of the United States and all of the provinces of Canada. AA has flourishing communities in the British Isles, the Scandinavian countries, South Africa, South America, Mexico, Alaska, Australia, and Hawaii. All told, promising beginnings have been made in some 50 foreign countries and U.S. possessions. Some are just now taking shape in Asia. Many of our friends encourage us by saying that this is but a beginning, only the augury of a much larger future ahead. All right, well, so 16 years elapsed between the first edition and the second, just 16 years, from 1939 to 1955. And such a mushrooming took place. It must have been so exciting for Bill and others who were part of that movement, just as it is, I would say, for us today, with the mushrooming that I feel has been taking place on this particular meeting, A Vision for You. And also, as a result of the pandemic, I think there's been a mushrooming. All the Zoom meetings that we have today, where one can get on and a meeting in any part of the world, just about. So exciting. Alaska and Hawaii were not states when this was written. They were not yet states. I believe they became states in 1959. I was born in 1959, and little did I know when I was born that I would one day become a part of this movement. I would one day be one of these recovered people. Not an alcoholic, but a compulsive overeater, whose disease is just as serious as the alcoholic disease. And all of you on this line today and I together are part of this movement that is still happening. It's still mushrooming. It's still growing. From Alcoholics Anonymous to all the other 12-step programs. And as technology advances, so does this recovery movement. And I'm so grateful to be one of the lucky ones who have admitted powerlessness and found the humility to work these 12 steps as wholeheartedly as I possibly can so that I can enjoy this freedom. Join us, won't you, if you're still suffering, and work these 12 steps with one of us as your guide. We will be so happy to help you. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Jody E., for kicking us off here with those two paragraphs. I'd like to open it now to anyone else that would like to comment on those two paragraphs. Let me remind you, if you've just stepped in, that we are reading from the big book on page XV, forward to the second edition, the first and second paragraph on that page, since the original forward to this book and ends with only the augury of a much larger future ahead. If you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and your state, I can do really seriously respect and treasure everyone's experience. We ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experience too. We have quite a large meeting, thank God, on this day. So I'm ready to take some names.
Bruce E., Florida.
Hi, Bruce. Hi.
Sherry Z., California.
Sherry Z., hi.
Michelle J., calling from Idaho.
Did I hear Michelle?
You did. Michelle J. from Arkansas. Cool.
Thank you. Okay.
Gaylene B. from Idaho.
Hi, Gaylene B. Anyone else this morning? Okay, let's go with that particular lineup then. I have Bruce E. Sherry, did you say Sherry Z?
Sherry Z.
Like zebra?
Like
Sherry
a zebra.
Z.
No, Sherry, like the wine, but with the zebra.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. And Michelle J. and Gaylene B. Okay, you're up first, Bruce. It's your 3 minutes.
Hello.
Go ahead and press star one real quick, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce E., recovered food addict in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Florida area. Excuse me. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, everybody on the line. Yeah, I noticed right in the very center of that reading there, it says, is far above 150,000 recovered alcoholics. So they're writing here that these guys are, you know, guys and gals are 150,000 recovered already. And it says recovered. That's what I am. And never thought I'd be there. Took me a long time to get here, but I'm here now. And many others will follow me. This thing is spread all over. I mean, it's just indicating here that the meetings are just spread all over the globe. And all over the place here today in America. So I met a guy yesterday that just called me out of the blue. And I did have his name on my memory. He's living in the area and met him at a meeting a couple of years ago. And he called and said, "Let's, you want to get together?" And we did. We don't have any face-to-face meetings here in this area. And we talked about starting a face-to-face meeting, OA face-to-face meeting, in which we'll probably read the big book. Every time we get together, we agreed that we'd get together a week this coming Wednesday. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. I'm not going to get too high expectations over it, but it might really turn out to be something. So it says here in this reading, twos and threes and fours, threes and fives of us have sprung out in the community. So here will be a two of us. We'll meet together, and we'll see who higher power sends to us else to join us, if anybody, or if it's just going to be the two of us. That's what how we're going to start and see what happens. So, you know, it's kind of neat that this thing is still going on after all these years. As back in 1955, he wrote this, I guess, and now we're still doing the same kind of stuff, you know, sitting down, reading the big book, trying to get, you know, some sanity on this thing. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Bruce C. from Florida. Sherry Z. from California, you're up next, and then it's followed by Michelle J.
Good morning. This is Sherry, like the wine, Z as in zebra, from California. Thank you so much for your service. I just loved listening today, as I do every day. You know, I've read the words wholesale miracle, and they're two words that don't typically go together. And because miracle is something that is rare, and the way I was taught is a miracle is something, you know, that God brings, and it's rare and never happened. And wholesale is something that's large scale and it's retailed by others, right? When it's wholesale, it's retailed by others. And yet it is a wholesale miracle. It's, we are large quantities retailing these miracles one by one. And for me, they say a miracle is a surprising and welcome event that is not explicable by natural or scientific, and therefore is considered to be the work of divine agency. Like, this is a miracle. I don't need the splitting of the Red Sea. I don't need like a bush to burn. I need to see God acting in my life and in the lives of others every day through the work of these 12 steps. And I know it's a miracle because I was in these rooms for 31 years and couldn't arrest the complete disease, could not arrest the complete disease, and wanted total freedom. And I have that today. I have freedom. It brings me to tears because I have tremendous freedom today to, and for those of you that are new, I swear to you, I have a house full of kids and a house full of food, and it doesn't talk to me today. And I don't even know what's in there. So that is a wholesale miracle. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sherry Z, for your share this morning from California. Michelle J. from Arkansas, you're up next for three. And then Gaylene will follow you. And then we'll open it up for additional comments on those two paragraphs.
Thank you, moderator. Thank you, everyone out there. This is Michelle J. calling in from Arkansas. Same this morning with my food. Just for today, by the power of God. 3.5 years ago, I joined this phone line, and I began a journey. But I've learned quite a bit, not a lot, but quite a bit. And I think 100 years ago, the insanity, the sickness of alcohol addiction brought God into the picture, and these men took hold and did what he asked them, did what God asked them to do. And then it took hold like fire. We use it in our OA program today. We use it in all the A's, all the addictions, all of our insanities, our sicknesses. We call it a disease. In this big book that we talk about, this big book is wonderful, but it also talks about the Father of Light, or the creator of the universe, God. And it, God came into the picture and took hopeless people, insane people, dying people, and said, and now he's saying to me, one, are you hopeless? Yep. Two, am I here? Yep. Three, can you submit to me? Okay, I'm trying every day. Every day I get up and try to submit. Four, five, six, seven, can you be honest? Can you be gut honest with your mind, your heart, your fears, your worries, your past? Can you come to me and bend a knee and submit to me? I'm going to do something miraculous for you if you do this. And tell others about it. Bring them to this too. And it's been a wonderful journey and a ride, ups and downs, hard times, because I don't like to suffer. I don't like discomfort. I certainly don't like emotions that are garbage. I just want to be happy all the time. And that's not life. So learning how to live life, especially today, this morning, this world today, and not go back to my sickness, my insanity, my comfort and ease, but to take a knee before my God. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Michelle J. from Arkansas. Gaylene B. from Idaho, you're up next for 3 minutes, and then we'll open up the lines again. We're going to be sharing on paragraph 1 and 2 today, and on the page at XV, forward to the second edition. Thanks so much. Be prepared. 3 minutes. Hi, Gaylene. Press star 1 real quick for me, would you?
I apologize.
There you go.
Can you? Okay, I thought I was unmuted. I apologize. Thank you, moderator. Thank you for your service, and thank you, everyone, for being here. I have witnessed this wholesale miracle over and over again. As the 12 steps grow, and I think it's a testament to an innate feeling we have inside of us to find truth. When you find truth, it's, you cling to it, and it grows within you, and it attracts people, and it radiates light from you. And 15 years ago, I had a loved one go into treatment for drugs and alcohol. And as this loved one shared with me what he was learning, I realized I had so many of the characteristics and traits that he was talking about. And so I entered the sister program to his treatment program, and I began to grow and learn about defects and defense mechanisms and pride and all the things that about me that I had desired to change. And I found a way to begin healing from my past. I was asked to serve in a 12-step program that our church adopted. And through several of us that had had relationships or loved ones in this rehab center, began opening meetings and trying to let them grow. A neighboring family in a neighboring city had a son go to treatment, and they began the work there, and sharing and talking and sharing their family stories, and we watched it mushroom and grow, and have watched so many beautiful miracles. And as I began to realize, not only did I have codependency issues, I had compulsive eating issues. In fact, learning that it was an addiction, and that here's the answer again in another facet. And being able to be a part of this program has truly been a miracle and an answer for me. And while I'm not recovered, I am abstinent today and recovering. And I'm just so grateful for the 12 steps, for merciful God's love in sharing them with us, and for people sharing their light with me and sharing their experience, strength, and hope. It's just been a blessed, blessed 15-year journey that I am so grateful to be on and that I will stay on. And I will end my share with that. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Gaylene B. from Idaho. The lines are now open for additional comments on these two paragraphs. We're on page XV in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, the chapter forward to the second edition. The first paragraph begins with, since the original forward to this book, and ends with the second paragraph, only the augury of a much larger future ahead. And although we do treasure and respect all of your shares here this morning, we ask that you limit it to every third day so that others too might be able to share during this limited time of sharing on these brilliant passages. So if you give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and your state, I could take down a lineup.
Davelin E. from Canada.
Hi, Davelin. Mm-hmm. Anybody else this morning?
Anna R. from California.
Hi, Anne. Okay, in the interest of time, let's go ahead and shoot off with Davelin E. from Canada and then Ann R., and then we'll just open it up again. So in 6 minutes, get ready, folks. Good morning, Davelin.
Good morning. Can I be heard, Melanie?
Of course, you betcha. I'll let you know, though. You just come in swinging.
Okay, thank you. This is Davelin E. from Manitoba, Canada, and I'm just heading out the door with my dad for an appointment, and I wanted to share so badly. I woke up very early this morning. Lots of stuff is going on. I have a 100-year-old dad, and I'm in another country, but I'm with him right now, thank you, God. And just woke up full of fear and despair, and I just went straight to my higher power, that light in my life, and I was just filled with gratitude for this program, for my recovery, for the people in this program who hold me up, for these steps that have taken me to a higher power that is always there for me no matter what happens. So whether we're gathering in hundreds on the phone or in twos in calls, in in-person meetings, I am so grateful for this program and all of you that have taken me to that higher power and then gathered us together under this light together. I just don't have enough words. And with that, I will pass. Thank you for listening, and take care. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Thank you so much, Davelin A. from Canada. Next up will be Ann R. from California for 3 minutes, and then I'm going to open it up for a few more people to comment on paragraph one, second edition. Ann R., would you press star one real quick?
Hi, good morning. My name is Ann R. I'm from California, and I am a member of Vision, so my name and number is on that large list that's available, so feel free to call me. I would like to speak to the fact that I live in a rural town where there is no face-to-face OA meetings, and to the literature where it says where two or three are gathered. My very first 12-step meeting was two women in an alleyway in East Los Angeles, and we were down on our knees in that alleyway. It was amazing. And so I'm a firm believer where two or three are gathered there, the higher power will be in the midst and recovery is available. The OA frustration for me has been that I love face-to-face. I love to see your face. I love to be in the energy of people. But when the meetings are not available, my disease really gets a hold of me. So I, too, started an OA meeting here in this area and for over 2 years sat and waited to see if anyone would show. Once in a while, there'd be a couple. Once in a while, there'd be a regular. And it finally had to close. But today, that's different. Today, I'm going to see if I can get through this without crying. Today, you're in my front room with me. Today, you're in my home. Today, all I have to do is wake up and put my headphones on and turn on my phone, and the net of recovery that's available, the spiritual web that can hold me and help me and guide me and be there for me is in my front room. I sit in my chair. I look funny because, you know, I haven't showered yet. I get on the phone at 7 o'clock here in California time, and I catch a look at myself in the mirror, and I've got my headphones on, and my antenna is up over my head for the best reception, and you're here with me. I've challenged myself lately to make some outreach calls, outreach texts, and I'm like on day 4, and I'm writing a food program, and I just want you to know that the term mushroomed, which means to grow and expand, to me, has embraced my heart, my mind, my disease, and sometimes my higher power will wake me up just enough time to take my doggies out for their potty break and get to my chair and be with you and let you heal me, through the higher power embracing me. And I don't know what the next right step is, but I know living one day at a time with the help of this program,
time.
Miracles are happening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann R. from California. The lines are now open for additional comments. We still have time. If you'd like to give your name, the first initial of your last name and your state, I can take a lineup of about 4 or 5 people. And although we do value your experience, we do ask that you share the third day. And we are sharing on paragraph 1 and 2 in the forward to the second edition. Good morning. Who's next?
Virginia T.
Good morning, Bonnie B.
Virginia T.
Bonnie, did you say Bonnie B?
Yeah, Bonnie B. And thank you.
Okay, Florida. Mm-hmm. Okay,
Susan
Virginia
G,
T.
Los
you're
Angeles.
Up for Susan G. Good morning.
Good morning,
Los Angeles. So we got Virginia T, Bonnie B, and Susan G. You're up for 3. Virginia, good morning to you. Just a real quick star 1, Virginia
okay.
T. We'll set you on
yes,
the way.
I'm sorry. This is Virginia T in Georgia. Thank you all for your service and in these meetings. I volunteer at a prison for women, and of course many of the women there are there because of addiction, and there are some programs that are especially help drug rehabilitation programs for them. It's interesting because I'm paired with another volunteer who is a she had a problem with addiction, and it's like God just delivered her all of a sudden, and she thinks that that's the model that should be followed. And just reflecting on this passage today, it made me realize that that I'm so grateful that God keeps us close through our dependence on God to help us each day. For some people, there may be an amazing recovery, and that's what I prayed for years, that I would no longer want to overeat, that I would no longer have this compulsion, this this allergy or that made me develop this obsession of the mind when I ate certain foods. But I'm grateful that I can relate to those who have to turn to God each day and recognize that power and my own weakness and just come before God in humility each day of surrender. And that has given me a link with those with various addictions. And we can just sit and talk 12 steps and the big book. And it's something that I'm really grateful for and helping me relate my own weakness to other people. And God has helped make me an instrument in serving others, not just with overeating problems, but with all addiction problems. I don't think the people who wrote this book had any idea about how widely it would be used and applied, and I'm really grateful that God has been able to use this book as an instrument to reach people in recovery each day. So thank you for allowing me to share, and with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Virginia T. from Georgia. Bonnie B. from Florida, you're up now for 3 minutes, and then Susan G. will follow you.
Thank you kindly. Good morning, everyone. What a gift to be on this phone line again this morning. So I'm going to just jump in on some of the stuff that other people said. Oh, I should probably say I'm recovered by the grace of God, and for today the miracle has happened. The wholesale miracle, the wording, the pairing is so unique. The word sale and then miracle going together. Sale makes me think of something I want to sell. And I'll tell you, prior to becoming recovered, prior to this program, and God really revealing to me that this is about me intentionally connecting with Him, every time I did master what I considered the weight loss, I was on the sale team. I wanted to tell everyone what I had done because it had worked, until it didn't work, because nothing ever really worked. But they connect that word sale with miracle. In this program, there is nothing to sell. I have nothing to give to anyone except what's been given to me, and that is to take the hand of that person and put it into the hand of God. I can't do miracles, but God can do for me and has done for me and will do for every other person on this phone line the thing that we have dreamed and dreamt of our entire lives if we have this disease. And what is that? It's to be free in my head. I came in thinking it was to get to a certain body size, but the real gift is to be free in my head. And what's the purpose of that gift or that miracle? So that I can be of maximum service to other people. So I can bring them to that same spot that God brought me, which is the revelation that it's not about the food and it's not about the weight. It's about the freedom in my head so I can do in His name, on His behalf, what He would want me to do, which is to draw other people to Him. I have nothing to sell anymore. You know, I mean, my deal daily is I live happy, joyous, and free. And it's really obvious. And why? Because I don't live in my head. That's the miracle and that's the gift. I have the gift of being able to accept, surrender, and turn it over. And oh my word, there's no price tag for that. So it is the living it out, and it talks about the voice of hope. We hear it all the time on the phone lines, you know, new in the program, I didn't get it. I get it now. The best thing we can do for anyone that we love is live recovered. And so grateful for this program, so grateful for each of you, so grateful for the gift of this book, inspired, I believe, by our God, with the intention of rescuing us. And He has done that for me, and I know that He'll do it for everyone else if you just reach out. So thank you everyone for your service, and thank you for allowing me to speak. Blessings to you. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Bonnie B. Appreciate that share this morning. Next up is Susan G. from California for 3 minutes, and then time will allow probably for two additional shares after Susan. Hi, Susan.
Good morning, Melanie. Thank you. Susan, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, everyone who's being of service this morning on the line. I love these paragraphs. One more time, it reminds me that intensive work with others, no social media. A lot of people didn't have telephones in 1939, and they went door to door, right? Because nothing is as effective as one compulsive overeater talking to another. And as was mentioned earlier, not to crosstalk, but how OA has really flourished through this pandemic. I mean, worldwide, this worldwide web, as they say later on in the book, has just opened me up to people all over the world. So that one person from India attending the birthday party, one person from Sri Lanka, right? So it just tells me that I cannot stop this intensive work. I can't assume that somebody else will return that phone call, that maybe somebody else called five other people, so I don't need to call them back. Not true, right? God is constantly speaking through all of us, and I don't know what one syllable, one sentence will say to anybody that could change something for them. Not that I have the brilliant ideas, because my brilliant ideas took me to 250 pounds, but the words in these book, in this book is what I get to share. And you know, it talks about how every alcoholic who journeys will find the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous at his destination. And I know that because people are starting to travel again. I've met them along the way. Don't miss that gift, right? So return that one phone call, because you never ever know who you're helping and who your next best friend is going to be, right? People are dying all around us in communities. And then these friendships start up just from a phone call. So that's all I have. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you very much, Susan G. from California. It looks like time will allow probably morning on paragraph 1 and 2, page XV, forward to the second edition.
Leah S.
Hi, Leah S. from New York. Good morning. One more person. Well, Leah, let's go ahead and just dive right into your share then.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, everyone. Such beautiful, beautiful. Every time I come into this meeting, I get inspired. My goodness, my goodness. It reminds me of something that my daughter had told me when I had put her into a special school. She came home the very first day and she said, "Ma, I love this school. I don't know what it is about this school, but there's no more make-believe." And the way she said there's no more make-believe, that she's allowed to express who she is and she can grow in that way, really touched me. And this is the way I can describe it. This is not just getting on the phone and being nice and dandy and you know, there's no hunky-dory over here. You know, I live my life. I came in an absolute agnostic person. I had such agendas with everyone, And my goodness, it just took a 180-degree turnabout. My grandchildren tell me, "Ma, Grandma, it's just like you're a different grandma. You're not like your usual grandmas, you know." And I just smile. Thank you, God. Speaking with one person, I'm just giving the honest to goodness truth. That's it. That's what talks so much about this program. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Leah S. Well, good fortune shares with us that we have time for at least one more person to share this morning on paragraph 1 and 2. Please give me your first name, the first initial of your last name, and your state.
Daisy Weber, or Daisy W.
Hi.
Colorado.
Hi, Daisy W. Colorado. It is your 3. Starting now.
Okay, I just wanted to thank you guys for, I've been getting a lot of outreach calls since I left my number last time because I'm a newcomer, and you know, picking up the phone before I pick up has been one of the hardest things for me to do, and I just feel so blessed to have found a community of people who understand what I'm going through, because this is such a lonely disease. I feel or it feels so lonely. It feels like no one can understand. Like, I look around and I see all these people in grocery stores and everywhere, and they just seem to have self-control over food. And I've been just trying to use willpower and self-control to abstain from binging, and I and that hasn't ever worked for me. And you know, one of the things that I hear in your guys' voice and in your shares is that you have a peace about you, and that you're actually a grateful overeater. Like you're grateful now that you've recovered, because you can now lend a helping hand to those who are really stuck in this. And one thing I noticed that was really common about those that that I spoke with was that I feel like this program won't work for me. Like I'm just the individual, the one who's just too far gone. And it's actually really nice to hear that a lot of other people felt the exact same way, but the program did work for them. So I'm just really grateful to have found OA and this live radio. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Stacey W. from Colorado. You know, it looks like we again still have 2 minutes left for a share. If anybody has a burning desire to take us to the end of this recording, I would love to take your name. Star one, please. Well, it sounds like that all minds are clear this morning, so we can go ahead and wrap up the meeting. Thank you to everyone that shared this morning. Appreciate those shares. They were very, very insightful for me, and I appreciate that much. And then also, thank you for those that were of service here this month on Envision for You. Hopefully you're going to continue into service as we continue on in the months to come. Appreciate that very, very much. So let's move on to wrapping up the recorded session here. I'd like to call on Stephanie L. to please read from page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only, and then we can share together in the Serenity Prayer as we transition on. Hi, Stephanie. Stephanie L., are you with us? Star one, please.
I was talking away. Good morning, everyone. Stephanie L. here, recovered compulsive reader in Southern California. One more time. All right. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thanks for letting me be of service in the month of February, and I pass.